This is KNKX. We're learning more about what went into the decision by the Pac-12 conference to cancel all sports through the end of the year. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about that and what he thinks should happen in the spring. Art, what were the most influential factors that went into the Pac-12's decision?
Two things stood out, and this is from reporting in The Athletic by a writer named Bruce Feldman. He said that there was a 90-minute PowerPoint presentation by one member of the Pac-12's Medical Advisory Committee that warned of heart-related issues from COVID infections. And he cited five athletes, one of which was a starting pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, another of which was a 19-year-old graduate of Puyallup High School, a baseball player named Eli Sevener, who died of COVID complications based on a heart problem developed from myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart muscle. It's a rare condition in the population, but it's obviously a problem when you're dealing with athletes who exert themselves far more than the regular population. And the upshot was it scared all the Pac-12 presidents and chancellors. They voted unanimously not to go forward with the season based on this and one other factor, which was the absence of quality point-of-care testing, which basically means that there were schools and hotspots in the conference that couldn't turn around the testing fast enough to make it relevant. And those two things shocked them into the unanimous vote.
So nothing happening in the fall. There is talk about a possible spring football season. Is that plausible?
Well, it's possible, but it depends obviously on the virus. And the virus controls everything here now. The talk so far among several stories speculating about this is a season of anywhere from 7 to 9 conference games to try to keep the workload low on the players, because college administrators are going to have a real hard time justifying playing 2 seasons in a calendar year, the spring of 2021 and then again in the fall. And there's also the issue of the top players in the Pac-12 who are interested in an NFL career, the top prospects, probably don't want to play in a short, less meaningful season with the NFL draft in April coming up. So they're probably going to opt out. And then if the Pac-12 grants an additional year of eligibility for all players because of the canceled 2020 season in the fall, that means that undergrads may not want to risk injury either if they're allowed to play again in the fall of 2021. So you're talking about a greatly reduced roster, not only of number of players, but of talented players. So the quality of play may be poor, and the TV networks that would pay to televise it may not want to pay as much money.
Well, in your opinion, what should happen?
Well, if the Pac-12 is really serious about putting health and safety first for their athletes, I would say that unless the COVID rate of infection drops dramatically and we either get a vaccine or a much more efficient testing process, I don't see how the season in the spring goes forward. Everybody just say, well, we missed this one and we'll start in the fall of 2021.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.